This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Over the past 50 years, women have made great strides towards equality in the workplace. In some cases, they earn as much or more than men. But as Renee Gross reports, when it comes to dating, one old-fashioned custom is still being practiced as men tend to pick up the tab for dinner.
Portia Kazmierczak identifies as a hardcore feminist. She believes in equality at home and at work, but she doesn't believe in equal checks. At least not on the first date.
If somebody offers to pay for my meal, I'm thinking this person is considerate and they are maybe going to take care of me.
Kazmierczak uses the bill to express herself too.
If I insist on paying on a first date, it's because I'm not interested.
So it's kind of a shortcut to figure out what the other person is thinking.
Rita Seabrook is a PhD student in women's studies and psychology at the University of Michigan. She says when men pay for dates, they are sending clues to the other person. I like you. I want us to be more than friends. It makes things seem comfortable and certain when dating can feel so uncomfortable and uncertain. So the tradition has stuck around. But as Seabrook says, so has its other, more subtle message.
Men are expected to make a lot of money, and that women are expected to value men for their ability to make money.
Evan Major used to think these ideas never really affected him. Then he lost his job at the same time he was dating someone new. When they went out, sometimes he would pay as much as he could. Other times his girlfriend would cover his half. He says this challenged his sense of self.
There's like such a tight link between the financial security and the identity as a man.
But after the beginning of a relationship, men and women usually start to do things differently.
Couples start to split somewhere in the first 6 months.
Dr. David Frederick is a professor of psychology at Chapman University. He says when it comes to changing gender norms, things move slowly.
Causing those to change, I think, is a very long process that we've seen starting over the past 50 years.
But Frederick says as long as we continue to see a shift towards more gender equality in the workplace, there's no reason why we shouldn't also see the same shift at the dinner table. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Renee Gross for Marketplace.